Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
And welcome to another edition of the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Darren Copeland. Once again, sans Fuzz. Fuzz is in Washington, D.C., visiting relatives. So I imagine he's having a very interesting day today.
Very fun out there right now.
Yeah, very interesting day. A lot of probably can't go everywhere he wants to go.
No.
And that's all we're going to say about that.
Driving's probably a mess.
Driving's always a mess.
Even
driving
worse
is
than normal,
always. Oh, my God. It's like driving in Boston. Like towns that were created before grids.
Yeah, no, I've driven in Boston before, and it's like getting lost.
Like getting lost.
It is lost.
Getting lost.
They just say you're lost. The Google GPS. You're lost. Turn right here.
I might just. That's my Boston accent.
Roy,
boy, get your shrimps off the bobby.
You know, it sounds a lot like your English accent or your what's his face.
Oh, my Beatles accent.
Yeah, your Beatles accent.
Yeah, that's my Boston accent.
Oi!
You know, it's just like Kennedy said, oi! It's not because we do it because it's easy, because it's hard. That's not what you can do for your people, but do for your people what you want to do.
Now get in the car.
Oh, my God. So I told you guys, everyone, I don't want to curse anything. Rockies are not built to have long losing streaks. And I've been saying this for a long time, and I'm trying to get people, everyone, and Big Fuzz and other people like, oh, my God, why are you being such a bandwagon? Oh, my God, why are you being such a front runner? Oh, my God. You know, everyone, you know, we've seen this before. I have seen, I just want you to kind of know where I sit. You know, I have sat through a lot of sports in my life, and I have been in a lot of locker rooms. And I have been, listen, I understand there are some baseball fans in this town. And I understand there's some big baseball fans in this town. But I will tell you, I have seen some baseball in my life. I have seen some Rockies baseball since 1993. I mean, incredible. And when I tell you that this team is not built like other teams that the Rockies have, I mean, you cannot believe me, but just understand that, you know, I've been around these teams. I've been in the locker rooms. I've interviewed these guys. I've talked to these guys off the air. I played catch with Rafael Betancourt's kid. I mean, you know, I mean, you're just around them. This team is not built to have losing streaks. They play every series. The Rockies have always been one of those, we're going to play every at-bat out. But sometimes it doesn't feel that way. This team feels like they don't go quietly into that good night, that's for sure. And that's what you need. You need to do two things. You need to say, I am not going out like that. I am going to fight tooth and nail to win this game, and then whether you win or lose, you're like, okay, that was fun. Now let's go to the next game. I mean, I've said this all week. So the Rockies come out, get 5 2/3 from Herman, not German, Marquez. And they get some timely hitting from the bottom of their order. And what I tell people, this is an order that they call an American League East lineup. It's an American East lineup. You have Blackman, probably right now one of the top two players in baseball right now. DJ LeMahieu, reigning batting champ. 3, Nolan Arenado. I mean, Nolan.
Come on, well, it's Nolan.
It's Nolan being Nolan. Four, you know, should be MVP. Nolan should be MVP. Mark Reynolds probably should be MVP this year. I mean, he's doing everything crazy. He's among leaders in RBIs and among leaders in home runs, and he's among leaders of batting average. So he's a legitimate triple crown threat at this point in the season. All right. After that, I mean, you have Cargo, who, hey, listen, he's not been batting well. But we've all seen what happens when he gets hot.
And it's awesome.
And it's awesome.
It's totally awesome.
He's the one guy, I haven't seen it from Nolan quite yet. But the one thing you would get this from time to time from Andrés Galarraga, you would get this time to time from Larry Walker, you would get this time to time from Dante Bichette, you would get this time to time from Todd Helton, and you would get this time to time from Carlos Gonzalez, where for like a week to 10 days, they're basically carrying the team. You've seen Blackman do that from time to time where, you know, it's you know, you're talking about a 3-game set and they're 5-for-8 with 7 RBIs and 3 home runs. It's going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, you have Gerardo Parra. And if that doesn't happen, you have, you know, Ramiel Tapia. Ramiel Tapia has only had 5 hits on this road trip, 6 hits, and he's had 3 hits today, including a double. Doing what he was doing in AAA, raking. Then you have Trevor Story, again, not necessarily doing what he was doing last year, but has the potential. We've seen him do this before. He'll do it again. But if not, Pat Valeka. And then you have Walters. And then I haven't even talked about Desmond. So you're talking about all of these people who are in this lineup just going down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So, what I mean, this team doesn't need to have their big guys, 3, 4, and 5 hitters always hitting runs to indicate success. Take, for instance, today with Desmond batting 5th. So 5th through 8th really carried the Rockies today so far. Ramiel Tapia, by the way, 4th hit of the day.
Raking him.
Listen, he was hitting near 400 in AAA. He is very fast.
That helps out.
It's very fast. He is also...
Because he just got an infield hit.
Yeah, he's a very... Well, he's had 3 singles and a double.
Yes.
He needs to get bigger. But he's fast. I don't know how his defense is. But if you're fast, usually fast means you can at least cover a lot of ground.
Yes, that's a plus.
We haven't even talked about David Dahl. I mean, we haven't even talked about the fact that Tony Walters wasn't necessarily supposed to be the starting catcher this year. Tom Murphy, who is not as good a defensive catcher, but has a lot more pop. Got a lot more pop. I hate talking lingo. I just did.
You mean soda?
Shasta, I want to pop. I want to Shasta. Shasta's good. Not as good as Jarritos.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Seriously, if you ever find yourself on Federal, drop into a store and grab yourself a Jarritos. That's with a J. So if you're speaking it in U.S. American, it'd be like Jarritos.
Jarritos orange soda.
Yes. It's just the orange bottle that says Jarritos. Jarritos. But what I'm trying to tell you folks here about the Rockies is it's time for you to start getting on the bandwagon and be true believers. Okay, I hope you understand. Their offense is designed to be slump-proof. You get marginal pitching, and usually this team will at least win 1 out of 3 games. 303-831-1340 if you want to give us a call. We're here. You can check us out on Audio Boom, too. Just look up Darren Copeland. Or Mile High Sports Radio, just look up Darren Copeland. Just look up Darren Copeland. Darren Copeland Experience. Yay, Darren Copeland Experience.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.